Okay, today is Bechoros Daf Beis. We start a new Masechta, break out that binding, right? And some of you have the volumes of Bechoros, Yerachat, Tamura, Krisis, Me'ila, all in one volume. So I'll be on here for Baruch Hashem, a couple of Masechtas. Bechoros is 2 months worth. Be'ezus Hashem, I mean, it's a lifetime's worth. But at least in the Dafyomi land, it's 60 blot. We have in Bechoros 9 prakim. Not recommend Bechoros. Bechoros is mostly about Bechor. The first parak is about Bechor Behemoth Tamea, the halachas of the pidyon or the arifa of the firstborn donkey, the only non-kosher animal that has some special status, which we'll talk about in a minute. But that's the first parak. Second parak through the sixth parak is about Bechor Behemoth Tahora. Why do you start out with a donkey and not start out with Bechor Behemoth Tahora? Beginning of the second parak, Daf Yud Gimel, it says, because it's much shorter. Just finish it off, do one parak's worth. It's a Mishnayos, right? That's the structure. And then you get through the much more complicated, not complicated, but just more extensive halachas of Bechor Behemoth Tahora, because that all depends. It goes to the Kohen. Does it have a mum or not? What type of mum? Mum kavua, mum over. That's why towards the end of the sixth parak, the Mishnayos get into mumin, and that's what happened to the seventh parak as well. The seventh parak is all about mumin. Mumin for animals, mumin for Kohanim. That's the transition from the first, the second, through the sixth, and then the seventh parak. The last two parakim are different topics. Eighth parak is about Pidyon HaBen, about Bechor Adam, and the ninth parak is about Maaser Behema, which is put here because it is similar in din. It's also a karban. It also is a something that goes to the Kohen. Possibly, as we spoke about last week, about that the Hemek Dover at the end of Bechor Kosai, who says maybe there's Lechachila to give Maaser to the Kohen, even though Pashas it could be to a Yisrael. Either way, those are the topics that are discussed in this Masechta. But again, the first is Lokeach Uber Chamoro, right? It's about the fetus of a donkey, Peter Chamor. Why does Chamor have any special status in Halacha? So that we mentioned in the Mitzvah Shir, but it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara right here on Daf Heyam Abayz, where the Gemara says on top of Heyam Abayz, fifth line on Heyam Abayz, Rava, Manish Tanu Pitri Chamora Mi Pitri Susim V'Gemalim. What's the Chiddush about horses? I mean, so again, not horses, donkeys versus horses and camels. Why only do donkeys have a special status? It's not Kedusha. It's a chalos. It's a special status. What's the halacha? If I own a donkey, and a donkey has a firstborn offspring, so what do I have to do? I have to switch the status of the donkey. There are two choices I have. Either I can switch the status of the donkey onto a sheep, and I give that sheep, thank you, and I give the sheep I give the sheep to the Kohen, and then the donkey is mine to use. Right, there's a discussion whether it's Aser Bana beforehand, but let's assume it is. So that's one choice. That's Pidyon Petach Hamor, number one. Number two, if I don't do that, then I have to break the neck of the donkey, and I'm not allowed to use it. Arifa. Both are mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs counted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Pidyon Petach Hamor and Arifas Petach Hamor. Those are the two choices that one has. But why a donkey out of all the non-kosher animals? By the kosher animal, there's Kedusha. It's a carbon. But when a non-kosher animal doesn't have kedusha, you're not giving this as a carbon. So what is it? Why the status? So says the Gemara, either gzeiras hakasafi. Wow, the Gemara doesn't give that answer too often. Gzeiras hakasafi, it's just the rule. Va'od, and then the Gemara says, shesiyu Yisrael b'shas etziyasami Mitzrayim. The donkeys helped us when we left Egypt. She'ein l'chal kalechad ve'echad miYisrael shelohayu imo tishim chamorim lubim teunim mikaspa v'zava shel Mitzrayim. It's the they helped us. They helped us on our way out. They schlepped our gold and silver and other treasures that we took from the Mitzrayim. So therefore, we give them credit. Kind of that similar. Why do we throw treifas to the dog? And why do we get? Why is there a minhag by Shabbos Shira for the birds? Right? We don't forget the animals. That's why the Gemara says we focus on the donkeys. the Sefer HaChinuch mentions this reason in Mitzvah Chav Beis. That is where this mitzvah is at the end of Parshas Bo. So we know where this comes up. Let's just find the mitzvah. Liftos Vlad Chamor Zachar Shenolad Rishon. to redeem a male, let's focus on that, a male firstborn offspring, to a donkey, shenemar, v'chopetach amar tiftevaseh. V'nyanahu, what's defined the mitzvah? Shalokach ha'yisol seh echad, a Jew takes a seh, v'nosto lakoin, bepidyon b'chor hachamor shehu l'ashem, as a pidyon, minatavja kasadra l'mala, v'hu barachud esana lakoin, l'fikha potei yisol mimenu, you give it to him. Why? That is the definition of the mitzvah. Mishar she mitzvah zu, kadei sheyizkru had yehudim la'olam ha'nei sh'asalam b'kel b'yisiyas b'shrayim, shaharagas b'chorayim shenimshul l'chamorim. He gives us a different reason. Why chamor? Because the Mitzrayim were compared to donkeys. Right? So the Gemara talks about some are compared to susim, some are compared to chamorim, but it says the Zebra Chenech are there compared to donkeys. So that's the second reason why, how it connects to Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says the Chenech, V'noheges b'chol makom u'v'chol zman, b'zachar v'dekevis, ha'yisraelim. This mitzvah applies b'zman hazeh. As I think we said one time last week, how many mesechtas in Chulin apply b'zman hazeh? So Chul in Kachim apply b'zman hazeh. How many mitzvahs? How many mesechtas / mitzvahs are lemaisa? So Chulin obviously has a lot of lemaisa, but right here b'choros, it's lemaisa. It just so happens that it's not so common for Jews to own donkeys. But if a Jew owns a donkey and that donkey has a firstborn male, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Bizman hazeh, bizman d'oraisa, nothing to do with karbanos, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, right? You have to switch onto a sheep and give the sheep to a kohen. That is the mitzvah. If I don't do that, then you have mitzvah chav gimel in the chinuch. La'arof petach amar, lo ratzel levdoso. You have to break its neck if you don't want to redeem it. Why was the purpose of breaking its neck? So a couple of years ago, we mentioned the netziv in the mitzvah shir, in the parsha shir, where the netziv says, because this animal has potential to do something. It has potential for you to fulfill a mitzvah, to give it to the kohen, the sheep. You're choosing for it not to fulfill its potential. It's better off having a broken neck. V'imlo sifte va'arafto, says the chinuch. The message is fulfilling our potential, and if we don't fulfill our potential, then it's, we're not using the kalim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Yeah.
If you don't break the neck, then
it remains usur. Just your mavat. There's no los assay. It's two assays. There's pidyon and arifa. Two assays. Just two other points related to the mitzvah. The Azayim LaTorah, Rav Sorotskin writes there, and Yud Gimel. That's where the mitzvah is. So he talks about why dafka chamor. So he quotes the Mitzrayim are domed to the chamor. Ubnei Yisrael laseh. As we, as the Sefer Chinuch mentioned, via Dina, davar tzorach biur, arifa betach amar lami ba, umatoelas ba. We quoted this Sivaretis. He has another idea. V'yesh lomar, shebeis ta'amim l'kedusha sabachar. There are two reasons why there's sanctity to a firstborn. Two reasons. Number one, lizkaras asher hika shebachari mitzrayim, mi bachari adavar bachar beima. Number one, to remember Makas Bachoros. To remember Makas Bachoros, that the Mitzrayim were smitten. Right, so that is number one reason why we have all the related minhagim and halachas related to firstborns. Number two, shehitzel Hashem es bechor Yisrael, v'lo meis mi bechor Yisrael af bechor echad, lo bechor adav, lo bechor behema. Number one, that they were hit. Number two, that we weren't hit, that we were saved. So two separate mitzvahs, two separate zichronos. Says the Azayim LaTorah, Vihine lezecher atzalas b'chori Yisrael, tziva Hashem liftos b'chori Yisrael b'heislayim, to remember that our human b'chorim were saved, so we have the mitzvah pidyon haben. V'laseis osam lakonim, u'b'chor, that's number one, u'b'chor b'hema tahara lasito lakonim, akriva shlamim. That's all also the b'chor of the firstborn kosher animals. That's all related to the fact that we were saved. So we have to give something to the Kohen as a hakaras hatov for that. But how do we remember the mitzvah that the maisa that they were hit? Remember, Makkah number 10. Makas b'choras Mitzrayim, tziva Hashem osanu lahatznicha, to memorialize it. Al yedei petach hamor, sheha Mitzrayim nidmu lachamor. Dafka, this mitzvah is to remember the second side of the nes. Not that we were saved, but they were killed. Besar chamorim besaram. It's based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. Umikivot shezeu zecher l'magefas habachorim halotzarech hayalarof kol petach hamor. Really, the real zikaron, even though we're going to see the Mishnah at the end of the first parak, says that pidyon comes before arifa. If you have a choice what to do, you should do pidyon, not arifa. But on some conceptual level, says the Talmud Torah, the real mitzvah by the donkeys is to break the neck. But, why? Because it's the zecher to the breaking of the chamorim's firstborns. Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on our money, as we've had in Menachos and elsewhere. V'tziva liptos petach habar b'seh, v'laseses aseh l'kohen. You can do a few of them in one set. But that's the root mitzvah. That is number three, right? We have the Gemara, we have the Sefer Chinuch, we have the Zayma Torah, and finally one more, and then we'll get into the Besechta. I'm already in it, but this is an introduction to the Besechta, the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma, we had one yesterday. Start ending off with the Meshech Chachma and starting off with the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Bo on that pasuk. Another idea, quoting a Yerushalmi in Shkalim, the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, which we did Baruch Hashem years ago. The only Yerushalmi we did together. Yerushalmi in Shkalim says Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Atem mechartem bechor shel Rachel beesrim kasef, af atem tenu baad bechorchem chabish shkalim esrim geira. There, the mitzvahs of Bechor are connected to Mechiras Yosef. Right? Mechiras Yosef. Yosef was the Bechor of Rachel. He was supposed to be the Bechor before the switch. So he was the Bechor, so related to that are all of the... I'm sorry, I didn't read the first line. Shor Rabbi Kivas Rabbi Elezer, Manish Tanu Pitre Chamorim. Right? Why? Because it was sold to... Eventually the Mitzrayim were compared to Chamor, and that's why you have to give a kapara for that and do a mitzvah with a chamorim. Ask the Meshech Chachma v'hu pela im nanshu avarzev. This is a punishment. Madua shevet Yosef sorachlitin chamei shloim. Why is Yosef included? Right, shevet Yosef has to give right. Menashe and Ephraim are in pater from these mitzvahs. Ulami, and who do they give it to? To shevet Levi, who did the sale. Right, so what's the Gemara talking about? This is related to Bechiris Yosef as part of the punishment. So Mimanavshach, the one who it happened to has to give, and the one who violated and transgressed this, so to speak, he gets it. So says the Meshech Chachma, the Hakavana, ki ain shini ratzon etzel Hashem yizbarach, rak akol, besivu, vasibos, valilos, vashkach neflo. As we know, nothing about our lives affects God. Right, it's all mitzideinu. God is unaffected. Whatever happens to us, v'kasher tavo tsara la'adam, v'yinatzal mimena b'yeshuas Hashem yisbarach. When Rachmana l'slan, we're in a difficult situation and we're saved from it. Did anything change in God's world? Ein ze shinui chalila b'ritzonu yisbarach. God didn't change His will. Oh, now I want to bring you Yeshua. Rak hayagoli l'Hashem yisbarach shehaadam tsarech lavo lahatzara ulinatzal mimena. God knew this is what we needed in life. He knew we needed this pain and we needed this Yeshua from the pain. He knew this is what we had to go through. As Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's needed for us. Uvitprat Yitzias Mitzrayim. And when we come to a national tragedy, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, where our babies were thrown into the river, some type of national tragedy, Asher Achnasasam LeMitzrayim Ayibigzir Mochletes. This was Brispeh Abasarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew this was the Kura Barzel. This is what he knew, what was good for us. Alzen Nichras Brispeh Abasarim Mimavram Avinu. This is what we needed to become Bnei Am Yisrael. And other reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Therefore, says the Meshech Chachma with his background, when he passed over the firstborn Jews, and he did it to Mitzrayim, Shemizeh Ra'u. But Israel saw the amazing Ashkacha Pratis at this moment. Tziva, he says, remember not only this, but remember that it's all part of the process, and even your coming into Mitzrayim was part of the divine plan. Don't just remember what happened at the end, the Yeshua. You think, oh, only the Yeshua came from God? Even the original Shibun comes from God. Odecha ki ani sani vatehilu Yeshua. That's the Odcha. It's not just Vayihil Yeshuas, but the Anisani. So therefore, fine, I'll give you the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen and others to remember the Hatzoah. But I want you to remember that even the going in, has to do with the divine plan, and that's the Chamor. Why? Because what did it say when the Shvatim went in to Mitzrayim in Parshas Miketz? Vayisu Sivram al Chamorehem. Donkeys were involved, not just going out, but going in. So I am commanding you to do a mitzvah with a donkey to remember that the whole story, even going into Mitzrayim, was part of the plan. Ler Moshe, Kenisa leMitzrayim, Ada Yisia, Haisa, Shalshalas, Aruka, Sibo, Shonos, Asher Kulam, Ke'echad, Hislachdu, Lulamein, Mifalos, Tamim, Mipalos, Tamim, Dayim, Asher Ashko, Akol, Pashkacha, Meyuchedes. It was all Ashkacha, Meyuchedes. It was all through Yosef the Bechor being sold. So that's why he wants the Nichde Yosef to be involved in the mitzvah too. To remember that it was all the story of Yosef that was involved as well. That was the purpose for it. Valzeh Yorek Kadosh Bechor Adam Upeter Chamor. Okay? Meshech Chachma. Now we continue, and we start off with this Masechta. Again, Perek Aleph, all about Petach Chamor. Interesting, we start off with a detail of a case where there is no Mitzvah Petach Chamor. You would have thought that the Masechta would have started off with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel talks about that what's better to do? Mitzvah Pediyah Kodemus LeMitzvah Zarifa. That's how the Mishnah should have started off. But Gemara did not choose to start off, the Riyadasi did not choose to start off with that Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, but we start off with an area of Ptur. Let's say I buy a fetus. I buy a fetus of a donkey, of a guy, of a non-Jew. As we'll see, a non-Jew's involvement was called Yad Nachri Be'emsa. A non-Jew's involvement at all is going to pater the chiyuv. It's not going to be any chiyuv. This is what we do for Bechor, Behemah Tahara Bisman Hazeh. Bechor, we don't want any karbanas walking around. So that's why the minhag is to sell a portion of the mother animal to a non-Jew before that mother animal gives birth. The Gemara says that's not such a good idea, that's like a ha'arama, but Tosfos says, on Daf Gimel, but from tomorrow's Daf, Tosfos says, L'maisa, nowadays, we can't have karbanas walking around. It's just going to bring to takala. And therefore, it's what you should do, Bizman Hazeh. We'll see that in the Tosfos tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But when it comes to Petach Chamor, it's not a karban. So if it's not a karban, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? So it's not a karban, it's not violating Me'ilah. So that's why we don't try to get out of it Bizman Hazeh. So if there's a Jew that owns a chamor, so you do the ceremony. It's done. You make a bracha. I'll pidyon petach chamor. You make a bracha on the pidyon, not on the arifa, because that's the b'diavad one. But you make a bracha on the pidyon.
But is there such a thing as a mum when it comes to a chamor?
There's such a thing as a mum when it comes to a chamor. Good question. To look it up. I don't think so. I think it's just again, it's not kedusha. It's just the status. So the whole donkey is a mum. It's one big mum, right? You don't get more mum than behemah tamea. That itself is a mum, so I don't think it's an issue by a donkey. So, halokech uber chamor b'davik ha'chavim, let's say I buy a fetus of a non-Jew, right? Rashi says on top, ubecharu v'adayinu b'me'ayimo. I buy the bechor, but it's still in the mother's womb. Still in the mother's womb. Oh, Rashi says it here. You see what I quoted before? Para. Why do we start off with chamor? The petach chamor. Since it's such a small discussion, we start off with it, we get it out of the way, and then we go to Bechor Behemet Tahara. Right? Rashi quotes the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel. So, Vaiter. If I buy an ubar of a non-Jew, or I sell it to him, even though I'm not allowed to do that, I'm not supposed to sell an animal to a non-Jew. Why not? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah on the first two skinny lines. You're not allowed to sell behema gasses, big animals, to non-Jews. Mipnei she'oseh b'malacha b'Shabbos. Because they're eventually going to do work with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara there asks, so what? So it's a non-Jew's animal now. So what's wrong with the non-Jew doing work with the non-Jewish animal on Shabbos? So the Gemara there says, maybe you're really worried that people are going to think it still belongs to the Jew. Maybe you're going to get confused with selling it and with renting it. If it's rented out, there could be an issue because the Jews are commanded on Shrisas Behemto, so your animal is not allowed to work on Shabbos. But that's what Rashi alludes to the Gemara, mentions the Gemara there in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Maskana, there's another reason given. Why does Rashi give this reason? But we're going to go with this reason that Rashi gives, that you're not allowed to sell it because he will do malacha with it on Shabbos, and that can lead to problems. Vaiter, v'hamishtate flo, or if somebody has a partnership with a non-Jew related to a donkey, v'hamekabel heimenu, or if somebody is a kablan, somebody accepts, a Jew accepts to work and take care of a non-Jew's donkey, and his profit, his reward, his payment, will be a portion in the ubar. That's when they decide they're going to split. That's the case of Hamishtatef Bimenu. All these cases. Va'anotin lo b'kabbal, all the other way. Or a Jew gives a non-Jew his donkey in order to work, and they're going to split the fetuses. In all those cases, pater min habechora. There's a ptur, shene'emar b'Yisrael, avolo ba'achirim. Because the pasuk says that the mitzvah applies b'Yisrael, so we exclude, Rashi quotes the pasuk, hikdashti li kol b'char b'Yisrael, pasuk at the beginning of Bamidbar, avolo ba'achirim of the kochavim. It doesn't apply to non-Jews. So if there is any Jewish ownership involved, so then there is a pter. It doesn't matter, as we see in the Mishnah, whether the non-Jew owns the fetus, or even if the non-Jew owns the mother. That also, both of them are going to pater. Okay, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Aleph in Yerodea, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what about if one doesn't have shutfis with a non-Jew, but one has shutfis with other Jews that are pater. If you look in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch. We'll start off with Sif Chaf, what we just said in the Mishnah. Shutfis of the Kochavim Poterbo. V'chol dine shutfis of the Kochavim Pitahora. Kain dina betameya. Any halachis that pater by Behemoth Tahora, paters by Behemoth Tameya. Shin Chaf Aleph, by the way, Sifchos Pater Chamor. Right? Shutfis Kohen Olevi Poterbo. If I'm a shutif with a Kohen or a Levi, that paters. Again, I shouldn't. There's no reason to. But a Kohen or a Levi, that paters, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ovi Kochavim. Sorry that it talks about Ovi Kochavim, Shehifish Patach Hamar. You have to say that he's not Chayev. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Chaf Aleph. What was the Ramah that I wanted to mention? Okay, we'll get to it. Here it is, the previous. I'm sorry. Yutes. Kohanim and Levim pater mi b'char behema tahora. Kohanim and Levim are pater from b'char behema tamea. This is what the context is. Rama v'hu adin Kohanes v'Levia. We mentioned this 2 nights ago. Kohanes and Levia are also bas kohen bas levi. If a bas kohen bas levi, even married to Yisrael, own a donkey, that's going to be pater. Avo ba'aleim chayavim b'petach hamar shalahem. They themselves are pater, but their owner, their bailam are chayif. Avo b'nichzi meluk shalah p'turim. Shayish la shutfis b'hadei. If it's all really owned by the bailam, by the husband, they bring it in, nichzei, son barzel, so then the husband would be chayif. But if it's really owned somehow by a kohenes or a levia, so then they're going to be p'turim. That's based on a shuvas harashba. Right? That's right here in Shin Chaf Aleph. Shin Chaf Aleph is the Simin Shulchan Aruch. That's on our radar screen for the next week.
So why do we sell it to a guy, not to a
kohen? Good question. Well, we know. Nowadays, we don't sell it to anybody. By Bechor Behema Temeya. Right? We do it. If a Jew has a donkey, then they let the donkey have the firstborn, and we give it, and we switch the Kedusha. Right. We switch the status. You're talking about Bechor Behema Tahora.
Right.
By Bechor Behema Tahora, we'll talk about it. By Bechor Behema Tahora. But, because that's carbon. That might automatically have the status of a firstborn.
Even if it's partially
unlimited. Even if it's by coin, right. But I'm saying here we're talking about Bechor Metameo, which they're Pturas from. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Avalo Bachayrim. So the Gemara explains, Kol Hani Lamali, what do you have to have all these cases for? Just tell me one case that a non-Jew is somehow involved in the ownership. What do you have to have all these cases for? It's a tzrichi. No, you need all of these cases. They each teach me something. Di tana lokeach. If I only had lokeach, if somebody buys the ubar from the non-Jew, hava amina mishim to come maisi lo b'lekdusha, I would have thought there you're pater, because you're not doing anything wrong. You're bringing the fetus into kedusha. What does that mean? Let's just finish the line. Aval mocher to come mafke lo mikedusha, but by selling the fetus, so then you're going in the opposite direction. You're being mafkia the kedusha. Ema looking to say we might think that we the chachamim would fine you to be pulled to the Uber back. Kamash Milan, we don't make such a kanas. What are you bringing in and out of kedusha? This is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Maisi la l'kedusha, Rashi, first law Rashi on the Gemara, shetehe shoveses b'Shabbos. When you buy the animal, you're causing it to rest on Shabbos. So that's a great thing. But when you sell it, you're causing it to work on Shabbos. So that's a terrible thing, possibly. So maybe there's a knas. What is Rashi talking about? After Shita Mekubetzes, well, we're supposed to try to buy as many animals in the world as possible in order that they don't work on Shabbos? There's a mint, there's a halacha. If a Jew owns an animal, there's shvizas b'hemto. If a guy owns an animal, they're allowed to work on Shabbos. Why is there it's a good thing to be to redeem, and when I give it to the guy, when I sell it to the guy, it's worse. So the Shinim Kubetzes, right here on the side of the Gemara, and it's all the way at the bottom of the second to last line in mine. V'chi chayavin al shvisas behemas ovdei kochavim. We worried about every non-Jewish animal. Tosfos has another question. Tosfos just doesn't think that Rashi Pshat fits into the language. Maisi lalik dusha doesn't mean it's not working on Shabbos. So Tosfos and the Shita just say kipshuto. It means maisi lalik dusha. You're trying to give a kedushas bechor. That's it. Just more part fitting into the words. Tosfos on the third medium line. V'lasha kedusha lo mashbekein. Ela kedushas bechorah. It means kedushas bechorah. Nothing to do with having to work on Shabbos or not having to work on Shabbos. That's why Tosfos and the Shita do not like Rashi's Pshat. But if you look in the Reishis Bikurim, it's one of the Achronim. We didn't mention Svarim on Maseches Bechoros. There's obviously Rashi and Tosfos we have, and the Shita Kubetz is on the Daf. We have... There's a sefer by Rav Yoshev's son called Yad Ben Yamin on Bechoros, a couple of other Achronim's Svarim. Rabbi Sabalovsky has a sefer on Bechoros, Reishis Kochi, but hopefully we'll talk about some of the other Svarim. So we didn't mention the Ma'arid al-Ghazi. Let's get into Ma'arid al-Ghazi. Where's Ma'arid al-Ghazi? In the back of the Gemara. Back of the Gemara, the Ramban has Hilchas Bechoros. It's reprinted now, but we have the one right in the back of the regular Vilna Shas. Hilchos Bechoros Ramban, and on the side, the comprehensive Pirish of the Maharit al-Ghazi. Also had the Hilchos Chala, but that's the Hilchos Bechoros. The Ramban wrote a whole separate halachas, because the Rif didn't write on Bechoros. But the Ramban did. The Ramban wrote a Rif-like commentary on Bechoros, which is in the back, and the Maharit al-Ghazi is on the, one of the Achronim, is on the side of the Ramban. Very in depth. So anyway, it says the Reishis Bikurim here to answer what's Rashi's. How do you answer Rashi Pshat? He says Rashi Sover Sha'av She'ein Mitzvah LaHashbis Kol Behemas Ha'olam. You're right. There's no chiyuv to get every animal, but once you have an animal, you're Mekayim Shvisas Behemto. Mikol Makom Mi She'ein Lo Behema Hashoveses Einu Mekayim Mitzvah Shvisas Behema Ve'Einu Iser Asei Ba'Alma Ela Yesh Bo Gam Mitzvah Chiyuvis. In a chinami, you don't have a chiyuv to do it. It's just that you wouldn't be mekayim the kiyum asay of shvisas behemto unless you have an animal. So that's why he says, Rashi seems to say, there is a positive, not that you have to go out and get all the animals in the world, but whenever you have it, it is definitely a kiyum.
Why don't
you just say, well, the Gemara is derech, right? Lo zu av zuktani. Right, that's what we would say. Why don't you always say the one? The bigger case, the Gemara doesn't always ask it going back. Why don't you just have the second case or the first case? That's why you not only have the second case, but first case, you also have the second case. Next, v'mishtatei v'lo lamali. Why do you have the next case of shituf? La'afuki mid'Rabbi Yehuda, to go against Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. To amar shurfas olei kochavim chayevus bebechora. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shurfas of a guy does not poter. We'll have him a number of times. Kamash v'lo de'peturim nebechora. Our Mishnah argues that Shurfas Akon does pater. Vaba Kabel Lamali, why do you have to have the case of Makabel? If a Jew is Makabel, a non-Jew's donkey, in order to work and split the fetus, we should decobay Lebisni Vahanos in Lebakabala. Because it says the other case. Vahanos in Lebakabala Lamali. So why does it say that case? If you give a non-Jew the Kabbalah. It's Rech, that's a Chiddush. Sakadai the Chamina, Hov Iker Behema Di Yisraeli. You might think in that case, it's a Jew's animal. A Jew gave a non-Jew an animal to work, and they'll split the fetuses. So you might think there that it's very confusing. People know that's the Jew's animal. So if they see that there is no bechor coming from that animal, so they're going to say, wow, I didn't know there's no such thing as petach hamor. So Sadek Alamid Ahov, Iker Behemah the Yisraeli, Liknesei, Dilma Asi Lechlufi Behemah Chrisi. You might come and get mixed up with Behemah Chrisi, with another animal, which the Ovi Kochavim does not have any chelak in, and you're going to pater it, Kamash Malan. So that's why that's the chiddush of giving it to the non-Jew. Period. It's not awesome. The Mishnah says there in Maseches Avodah Zarah, about what you're allowed to sell to the non-Jew. Rabbi Yehuda matir bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda matirs bishvura. Why? Because there is no, if a broken leg, an animal with a broken leg, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to sell to a non-Jew. Why? Because you're not worried it's going to be worked on Shabbos, because it has a broken leg. Rashi adds in a place where you're not worried about revia. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shvur is mutter. Ben Besera, matir besus. Ben Behera, matirs when it comes to a horse. Why? Because most horses are not used for work. They're used for riding on. And riding a horse is not a daraisa anyway. It's a derabanan. Right, of riding a horse. Why? Why? Because the rabbanon of kotzer, but also Rashi adds in, chai no seyas atzmo. Rashi adds in, a live person carries himself. So that's why if I carry a child in a place without an Erev, it's only an Issa Durabana, not a Daraisa, because of the principle of Chai no Siyas Atzmo. He carries himself. So it's like ze Shnaim She'asa'uhu. That's what it's compared to. Two people doing a malacha. Two people doing a malacha, so then that's Potter. They each are doing violated Durabana. So too by Chai no Siyas Atzmo. Only by, that's why when a person's sleeping, which is 1/60th of death, they all of a sudden become heavier. Right, Chai no Siyas Atzmo, when they are totally, fully alive. Right, so that's the machloka. So that's the 2 days there. The Yehuda says you can sell broken legged animals, and Mebesira says you're allowed to be matarasus. Interesting. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga about Acher. Remember the Gemara in Daf Tezvav and Aleph, Maisa be'Acher sheirochev alasus b'Shabbos. Acher was riding a horse on Shabbos. V'hayir Rabbi Meir mahalich Acher v'lul motor mipiv. It's an amazing Gemara. Rabbi Meir was following Elisha ben Avuya, Acher, who was riding a horse on Shabbos because he wanted to still learn Torah from him. So he was walking, because he was asked to ride a horse on Shabbos. So he was walking next to him. And what happens? Kivat shehigia l'tchum Shabbos, Amar lo, Meir, chazor la'acharecha, shekfar siyarti b'ikvei susi, ad kan tchum Shabbos. Acher says, Meir, turn around. Turn around now, you know? I'm a goner. But you should turn around. I'm riding the horse. Amar lo, afata chazor b'cha. You also turn around. Meaning, turn around your life. Rabbi Meir says, "Amar lei, v'alok far amarti l'cha, far shemati miachori apargo tshuva banim shovim chutz me'acher." I already heard it. He heard what he wanted to hear. I already heard it. Tak ve'ayle lebe medrusha. So Rabbi Meir says, "No, no, no, you're coming with me." And he rips him off the horse and brings him to the base medrash. And then you have these. They go in and they quote ten different psukim they hear from the children. And he took it as a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's ever going to do tshuva. Just like he was riding a horse on Shabbos. That was the story of the Acher. And maybe it was a derabanan he was doing. It was dafka. That's what he was showing. And Rameer was next to him. Either way, and that was the Acher Gemar. Okay. Says the Gemara, so what does this mission have to do with us? See, by Elohu. Ubar mali am Rabbi Yehuda. Would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to sell an Ubar to a non-Jew? Remember, he does not allow you to sell, he allows you to sell a broken-legged animal because there's no chash of working. So what about an Umar? What's the real reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Time of Rabbi Yehuda hasam deshari mishum deshvura, so Ubar nami shavarhu. Is it because a shvura cannot do any work, so an Ubar also cannot do any work? Oh, and therefore it would be mutter to sell the Ubar. Oh, Dilma, shvura lav hainu urche. Or no, a shvura, it's not normal to have a broken leg. And that's why it's not going to work, and therefore the people aren't going to be confused with a broken-legged animal for any other animal. Aval Ubar, kivan dehainu urche lav shavarhu. But an Ubar, the reason it can't work is because it's in its natural state inside the mother still. And therefore, people would get confused with that in a healthy animal, and if you could sell an Ubar, maybe you'd be able to sell a healthy animal too. So that is why he would aser it. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say about selling an Ubar? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. V'hamocher lov b'shina rashoi. Our Mishnah says the case of selling to a non-Jew, and it has the line, even though you're not allowed to. V'lo palig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on that. So it sounds like he agrees that an Uber is also to sell, because there's no argument in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Uletaimeich, ha-mishtati v'lo v'makabi menev anos lo v'kabala, d'lo k'tani, all of those, you're going to say, it's not mentioned any argument in the Mishnah, ha-kanami d'lo palig. What he also agrees with those that there's no problem. Right, everybody agrees that those would be okay. All of those, Rashi says in the first wide line, "Diktani b'matzis and lini b'charet the potter." V'lo katani Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Doesn't say there Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv in those cases, even though he argues. Right, we know he's mechayiv by a shitav. So what's the answer? The Mishnah is not going through every single detail of Rabbi Yehuda shita. Ela palig v'lo katani. Yachanami palig v'lo katani. There's no raya that he wouldn't argue in this case, just like he argues in the shitav cases, even though it's not in the Mishnah. So too, he might argue in these cases as well. Period. Lamaisa selling something to a guy. We are makeup as manazeh. Selling animals to a guy, the whole halacha. This is a kufnun aleph. Kufnun aleph dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea. find it. Inochas avodas kachavim, kufnun al talib, makam shenagu shlolim karbeim adakalovi kachavim, ein mokrin. Ubacham makom ein mokrin lehem, veloli yisrael achash, elim kar lehem beim agasa. Im lo aide sirsur. Viachshav, nagu heter bakol. Now we do everything. Selling animals, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why is this? The Nosei Kalim say, because the Ein Darkeinu, we don't usually lend them out animals, and therefore there's no worry that people are going to think that it's our animals working on Shabbos. Or the Shach says, Ma'at Yehudim Darim B'makam Echad V'lo Mezavni Yikab Seida. Right, it's just impossible for us not to have this halacha. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufnun Aleph Dalid in Yerodea that we do, the minog is, to sell animals to a non-Jew. Period. Tashma, let's again try to prove, what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita about selling an ubar? He allows you to sell a broken-legged animal, but what about an ubar? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, from the Braisa, Hamakabel Beimim Adav V'Kochavim V'Yolda, if somebody is Makabela, right, he's accepted to work an animal of a non-Jew, and the Yolda, and a fetus is born, and a baby is born, Ma'alunoso B'Shavio, you figure out how much it's worth, V'Nosin Chatzidam of the Kohen. And you have to give half its worth to the Kohen. Right, that is the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the shutfis of a non-Jew does not poter. So at least half of it has a status. If half of it has a status, you have to give that value to a kohen. V'hanosein lo b'kabbalah, and if you give it to a goy b'kabbalah, aval pish ein arashoy, even though you're not allowed to, kotsin oso ashe asar b'damav. Your kodesh, we find the Jew to be pode that b'chor, in quotes, back, even for the tenth of its value, even 10 times its value, v'nosek adam of the kohen, and you have to give all the damim to the kohen. That's the Braisa. We'll talk about more in a second. Let's just do the diak first. So my love, ubar, isn't this about the ubar? It says, alpha b'shein rashoi. What are you not allowed to sell? Isn't this including the ubar? And that's a riot there of you that says you're not allowed to sell the ubar. Lo, abeima. No, we're talking about the behema, the mother. I baha damav tani. Damav masculine. Ubar is masculine. Behema is feminine. Tani dameha. Okay, so you should read it as Dameha. I'm Hanosin called him of the Kohen Tani. It says you have to give its whole value to the Kohen. V'i behema Kohen maya vidite. If it's the mother, what does the Kohen have to do with the mother? Right? V'i behema Kohen maya vidite. What does the Kohen have to do? Right? It's definitely talking about the Ubar. We're talking about giving a Bechor. So hach mayaskinan, this is the case. Could go into Yoiv le behema ma'abarta lipatuma. I give a pregnant animal to a non-Jew to fatten up. Lefatim. And what's the deal? Rashi says in the third line, Velito chatia shavach, bein bepitum, bein bevlados. And I'm gonna give the Kohen half the profits in the value of the mother and the value of the baby. Demigu de kansina le abahema kansina le ubar. Once I'm kones, that I wasn't, but the ubar, we don't know if you're allowed to sell. It could be that an ubar plane, you're allowed to sell, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But you're not allowed to sell the mother. And once we're kones, the Jew, on selling the mother, we're also kones him on selling the ubar as well. But really, ubar, 100%, can be sold to a non-Jew, and we're kones this Jew to give the money to the Kohen. We're kones him. Period. So again, no raya in this case, what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is about selling an ubar. There is an important Rashi on the previous Amud. Rashi says, in the case where you're makabel from a non-Jew, you give half the damim to the Kohen. Half the damim to the Kohen, Rashi says on the fourth wide line, Ava k'dushas haguf lo kadosh li karev la mizbeach, hoel v'chetzio lo ovi kochavim. Right, this is even talking about maybe a kosher. We'll be talking about a kosher. Right, a behemoth tahora, not just a behemoth tamei. We're talking about karbanas. So Rashi says there's no kedushas haguf here on the animal. Why not? Because it's half owned by a non-Jew. That's Rashi shita. The Brisker Rav, there's a griz on Bechoros. Right, the griz says, does that always prevent? Is that the reason why there's no kedushas haguf? Because Bailus Akam is Mafkia, the Griz quotes other sources, he does not think that's the reason. He just thinks the reason is there can never be kedushas haguf on half an animal. We have the concept of Hispashas Kedusha Bikula. We had that in the previous Masechta. And it's a concept of the beginning of Kedusha as well. So assumes the Griz. No, the reason is, per se, you can't have an animal which has half Kedusha Zaguf. That's what it doesn't have. Forget the violence of a non-Jew. Even without the violence of a non-Jew. If you just want the Kedusha to be Chal on half, so it's also not going to be, allowed. To be Kivan.
Because
But it's not because of the bailus of the Akum. He argues with Rashi, and he asks a question on Rashi. That's the Briska Rav. Okay, we continue now. Vaiter is trying to figure out. We're starting to figure out Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar Rav Ashi Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shvura. The Brisa says a little more extensive. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell a broken legged animal to a non-Jew mipnei sheini cholalis rapos, because it can't get better, and therefore it will never work on Shabbos. Ha yicholol lehisrapos, if it can't get better, mashma aser, then it's aser. Va uber nami ki yichol lehisrapos dami. Uber is like an animal that's going to get better because it'll eventually be able to work. Shma mina. So we know Rabbi Yehuda must be that he asers selling an uber. Period. Vika de masi la masdisa. Some have the same conversation that we just had on the Mishnah. The next 20 lines, the same Gemara that we just had. Our Mishnah said, if you sell, even though he's not allowed. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? Tanitha Rabbi Yehuda Mate Beshvura. Hey, it says that you're not allowed to sell an ubar. Is that against Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're allowed to sell a broken-legged animal? No, if you look at Rabbi Yehuda, Shvura lav hainu orche, ubar hainu orche. No, it could be that Rabbi Yehuda would not allow ubar, and therefore he would agree to our Mishnah. Tashma, is this really true? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, HaMakal, HaHim, HaNeel, V'Kachav, V'Yol, HaMal, HaNosu, B'Shavio, V'Nosu, Chati, Dama, V'Lekohen, V'Nosu, Lava, Kabbal, V'Mishin, Rashai, Kozu, Nosu, Shasar, B'Dama, V'Nosu, Kol, Dama, V'Lekohen. The Brisa that we had previously on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So my lava ubar, isn't this talking about the ubar, and you're not allowed to sell the ubar, so isn't this a raya? Lo, a behema, no, so what the behema? Va dama of tani, tani dama, va nozi gal dama of a koank tani, vi behema, koi my avidite. Same exact words. Haka my eskina, ka gonzi yo behema, ma avarta la pituma. No, the case where you gave a fattened animal, an animal to fatten up to the non-Jew, to be get the katsina leya behema, katsina leya ubar. So no raya. Period. Amravashi tashma. Rabbi Yehuda mate bishvura, mibreshi any chol lehisrapos. Ha yechol lehisrapos aser. If it can get healed, Usher, Vahainamik, Yakulis Rabos Dami, Shma Mina. Same exact Shakal Vitari. The question is, where did it start? Did it start with the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, or does it start with our Mishnah? Right, that's the difference in the Shakal Vitari. Next, Ibai Luhu. Next question. Machar Behema Luubareha. My. What if I sell a non Jew an animal and it's not even pregnant yet? And I'm selling him machar. Rashi says, "Beimalu baraya kagoch adayin lonis abra umachar lo kol havlado shaasidin lehis aber ubehema atzma lo machar lo." Right? I keep the animal fully, the mother, and I just sell the vlados. My. So what's the halacha there? Is that a problem in terms of selling an animal to a non-Jew? The animal's not even pregnant yet. So tibay le Yehuda, tibay le Rabbanan. The machlokas can even be according to Rabbi Yehuda, who matir's broken-legged animals, and the Rabbanan who aser. Tibay le Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan lekasha Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to sell an animal to a non-Jew, ella bishvura delazi lechlufe, because people aren't going to get confused. Broken legged animal, okay, of course, that one's different. Aval shalema to asi lechlufi asar, but a healthy animal? So what, that it only became pregnant later on when it was in the hands of a guy? Maybe that would be asar. Odilma, or no, umashvura to paskamine, if a broken legged animal where you sold totally to the non-Jew, and the seller has no connection to it anymore, that's mutter. Kol shekein shleima. Surely, in this case of shleima, should be mutter. De lo paskamine, because you still own the mother. You kept a connection of the animal to you. So there, surely it should be mutter. Tiboy le Rabbanan. So that's why it's a question for Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a question also for the Rabbanan. Adkan lekaz your Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan aser ela b'shvura, the paskamine. The Rabbanan aser by the broken legged animal because you kept no connection. So that's a real sale to the non-Jew. Avo shleima de lo paskamine sharu. But by a Shlema, where here you kept the mother for yourself, it would be mutter. Sharu. O Dilma, what do we say? No. Umashvura de loasi lechlufe asr. If they asr, even a broken legged animal, where you would say people are going to get confused, and yet it's still asr. Kol shekein shlema dasi lechlufe. Surely a shlema, you would come, it would be confusing. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. What do we say? Is one allowed to sell an animal to a, is one allowed to sell an uncreated fetus yet to a non-Jew? Tibay le Rabbi Yehuda, tibay le Rabbanan. Right? We don't know. Why is this here? Because our Mishnah talks about that. Selling animals to Goyim, you're allowed, you're not allowed. That's why this Gemara is here.
Does that work as
Dover Shalom Balaolam? It's a good question. Meaning, maybe it's according to the Manda Amar that you can mock Dover Shalom Balaolam. That's what you have to say. Okay, I didn't do the further in the Gemara, but yeah, you have to maybe say that it's according to that Manda Amar. that you can be makna davar shel bala olam. V'taymer, so now the Gemara says, one second. V'taymer d'rabbanim shemachiyu? Is this the reason for the Rabbanan? What have we been assuming? That the Rabbanan would say, asi lechlufe. Is that the real reason for the Rabbanan? That you're going to get confused? V'yatanya, but in the following conversation, it sounds like not. It's a different reason. Amr lo l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo marbiyin alav v'yoledes. The problem with the Shvura is that they're going to mate it, and they're going to have other kids with it. It's not an asi lechlufe issue, it's an issue of these animals themselves. This broken legged animal is going to produce offspring. That's the issue. Alma mishum uberehu. So the halachas are because, so what do you see from there? The issue is the ubar. But what do you see? So that's our answer to our question now. Because you see the Rabbanan are saying, hey, be worried about the ubers that are going to come. That's what they're answering. And Rabbi Huda says mutter, it must be that he says mutter in that case. So isn't that a raya to our question? We just answered our question. The Gemara says, no. Haki ka'amalei. This is what the Rabbanan really is saying. Taima di don mishud asi lechlufe bebehema. We all the reason is asi lechlufe. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, el'at my time is shoris. How could you allow a broken-legged animal? Mishud de'in yechol lehisrapos. Just because it will never get healed. Command the zamal l'shchita dami, so you can be sure that it was sold for shchita purposes and not to work on Shabbos. V'halo marbina levi oledes. What do you mean? They're going to mate it first. And they're going to have offspring with it. The kiva the marabino of yoledes mashalei. They're going to delay it. They're not going to shecht it right away. So you do have to be worried that somebody's going to work. But the rabbanim themselves hold asi lechlufe arut. And what does Rabbi Yehuda answer back to that? V'amar lehu l'kisha tele. Let's see them have kids with this. Why? Deloma kabela zachar. This broken legged maimed animal is not going to be able to be mated, and therefore I'm not worried about it. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Period. That a machlokas and mitzius. Sounds like it. Sounds like, can an animal with a broken leg be mated or not? Okay, maybe there's a certain percentage that can be, and the question is, do you assume that's significant or not? Let's just do one more tashma. Tashma, v'anosin lo b'kabbalah. Our Mishnah said, if you give a non-Jew an animal, b'kabbalah, that's the case of Patur. V'lo k'tani ava b'shein rashoi. It only says ava b'shein rashoi by the mocher case up above, but not by the nosin b'kabbalah case. So isn't that a raya that it is allowed? Says the Gemara now, Ula Tamecha Mishtati Vlo Delok Tani. Right? So it doesn't say that there. But it doesn't say the added point there. And Achanami Durashoi. So that's also, you would think it's Mutter because it doesn't say it left out a line there. Is it Mutter to have a Shituf with a non Jew? V'yamar Avu de Shmuel. The father of Shmuel says, Asulad of Shiaz Ashutfasim Ovikochavim. You're not allowed to have a partnership with a non Jew in anything, in business. Why? Shemi is chayav lo shvua. It might come out that there'll be some kind of machlokes, and the non-Jew will have to swear to you. V'nishba lo b'shem avodas kochavim shalo, and he'll swear to you in the name of his avodas zara. V'yatar amr lo yishama al picha. We dash him from that pasuk that you're not allowed to have the name of a god said because of you. So here, because you're a shutta for the god, he's gonna mention his avodas zara. So therefore, so too in the Mishnah, there's a line left out. So, Ella Tana Mechir Vodin Lashutfis, Hachanami Tana Mechir Vodin Lakablanis. So you have to say there are lines left out of the Mishnah. Just because it doesn't say Ava Mishina Rashoi by Kablanis doesn't mean that there's a Raya that it is Mutter. Umayshna Mechir Dinakats, why does it only say it by the Mechira case? To Iker Mechirahi. Because the Iker Gzera and Isser is by selling. But all the other ones are also included. Period. We'll start off tomorrow with a discussion of this last halacha of Shutfis Ima Akum. Does that apply Bizman Azeh? Important. Tosis right here. Are our Ovdei Avodah Zarah real Ovdei Avodah Zarah? I saw just an amazing quote. I'll end off with. I told you this last night. On the first page of Rabbi Steinsaltz has a new sefer on Chumash, quoting from it in the Parsha Shir tonight. But on the first page, it just has a quote from him. It says in many svarim nowadays, or at least in the past 200 years, it says on the first page, anytime it says non-Jew in this sefer, it obviously doesn't mean the non-Jews that we live in, because they're wonderful and amazing and great. But it refers to the previous idol worshippers. So says Rav Steinsaltz, a lot of times when we open up a sefer, you know what we feel? Everything that it says about Jews in this sefer doesn't apply to me. It only applies to the Jews in the previous generations. And really, it's not lemaisa for me. Says Rav Steinsaltz, in life, we always have to open up a sefer and say, how does the sefer relate to me? It relates to me exactly, not to the earlier generations. That's just interesting, related to the non-Jew status today. And then, we'll start with that tomorrow with the Tosfos here in the Shulchan Aruch and discussing Shituf, partnership in Emunah. What is that, what's the halacha in terms of emuna for a non-Jew? Okay, we'll stop here.